And welcome to Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA. This is Mike Effner visiting now with Norwalk Bowling Coach Russ Greenwood. And Coach, it's getting pretty late in the season already, moving into February. You know, how's everything been going here since we last talked? Girls are having a good season at 7-2, boys are 4-5, but probably bowling better than that record would indicate. So how are you liking the progress of the team?
Mike, first I want to say thank you for having me. I appreciate it, all you do for local sports, high school sports. Absolutely, yeah, we've had a great season so far, both the boys and the girls. The boys' record at 4-5 is probably not indicative of what they are capable of. We've bowled better at home matches and struggled sometimes somewhat on the road, but that's kind of to be expected. We've had some really good scores this year. Blake Halstead, a few weeks back, bowled a 279. He had the front eight frames of strikes. I got a nine count and a spare in the ninth frame, and then followed up with strikes to finish with tying the highest score for our high school at a 279. So he'll get his name in the record books for us. But it's been a great season so far. We are winding down. We've got two matches left. Saturday's match against ADM on February 1st. On February 11th, we'll travel to Newton to take on Pella before conference and sub-state. It's my ladies are 7-2. We've got five seniors this year on the program, led by Julia Pollen and Libby Stout, Ellery Race. I've had them for 4 years, all 4 years of their high school career. I've had Della White for 3 years and Anna Curran for 2 years, and seen some of the best bowling that they've put up since they've been in the program.
Yeah, that senior dominant group there for the girls. How does it help, you know, being a senior when you've been through it 3 or 4 years and you get in those close meets? Have you seen that this year, that they're more equipped for that?
I have seen that they're more comfortable. I don't know if you ever really truly get comfortable with it, but I've seen that they're comfortable with where they're at. They know, they're confident that they can pick up the spares, the strikes when they need to. And I think that has carried forward into a lot of the matches. We have won a lot more, some would say more than our fair share of close matches this year.
And then we talked about the boys' record being 4-5, but actually bowling pretty well. Are you pretty happy with the scores that they're posting?
I am happy with the scores that they're posting. I think we have yet to reach our peak, though. I think we are capable of more than what we've done. And we'll hopefully see that in the next couple of weeks. We'll be peaking at the right time of the season.
And Blake Halstead, you mentioned the 279 to tie the school record. And then Tanner Housley, Brighton Bassman, Gavin Housley, these are all sophomores and juniors that are consistently leading your team. So not only, I guess, does that leave you excited for the long-term future, but also these next few weeks if they do start to peak?
Absolutely. Any one of them stands a great chance. If not, we can't make it as a team to state. Any one of them can make it to state as an individual. They're all capable of bowling above 250, and they've proven that, at least in practices, if not in meets. I mentioned the 279 that Blake had. Brighton Bassman has bowled 267 in a match. Tanner Housley at 257. And Gavin himself, no slouch, 225 for his highest, but in practice, he's bowled a 268. So I know they're all capable of it. We just need to put some good games together and carry forward.
Again, we're talking with Norwalk bowling coach Russ Greenwood on Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. So you got a home meet Saturday against ADM at Air Lanes, and we talked off air. You really seem to be posting your best scores at Air Lanes, and you know it's not even close at some point. What is it about, you know, bowling in on your home lanes that is such an advantage?
Well, I think it gives us an advantage because we've got a good portion of parents and spectators that are rooting for us to do well. We want to prove that we can hold our own on our home court. Also, we practice on the lanes. We're accustomed to the oil pattern that's placed down on the lanes, the ambiance, the atmosphere in general, and we're more familiar with it. And any time that you're more familiar with your surroundings, you're going to be better off and post better scores generally. So that's kind of what we're experiencing.
As we look ahead past the duels, you got the conference meet and state qualifying after that. Where are those meets going to be held this year?
We'll have our conference meet that will be held in Oskaloosa at Stateman's Lanes in Oskaloosa. And our sub-state, we don't know yet where we're going to be going. Potential to that we could go to Decorah, we could go to Keokuk, we could also go to Newton. And there's a place out west that we could go to as well. It escapes my memory right now, but kind of hoping for Newton. It's only an hour away.
Absolutely. So down to these last few weeks here, what are you looking for out of the kids? Is it just a matter of being consistent and then having a couple of kids each meet that just really step up?
I would love to have them be consistent, and we're always looking for consistency. I would like to have them step up as well. I want them to stay focused. A lot of them, at least on the ladies team, I mentioned they're all seniors. A lot of times this time of year, the spring starts to hit, you know, or it starts to get warmer outside, and they start to think about other things and about staying focused on the task at hand. And I'm kind of hoping to keep them grounded a little bit, to push forward with better scores and peaking at the right moment.
All right. Sounds like it could be a fun couple of weeks coming up here if everything goes right.
I'm looking forward to them. I always am.
All right. That's been Norwalk Bowling Coach Russ Greenwood on Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. Thanks for the time, Coach. Good luck to your teams going forward.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.